Yivamis, Perches Mishne Dalet. We're back to Inyone Yibum Vachalitza. But it's in the context of the halachas that we were just discussing, which is Soros, Ptsu Adaka, and so on. Om Reb Yeshua, Shamati Shea Soros Choylitz Vacholtzin Leishtoi. Reb Yeshua says, I have a Kabbalah, I have a Mesoris, a Shmua, Shamati, that a Soros could be Choylitz. And if he dies, v'cholzen le'ishtoi, v'asoris lo'ichalitz v'lo'ichalzen le'ishtoi. There's another type of case where asoris is, there's no din chalitza, doesn't have to be chalitz l'chor, it means, and also his wife is not m'chuyiv b'chalitza. V'en le'fash, chamish ken hezbem. What's the pshat in the shmua? So Rabbi Yeshua is the Rebbe. Omer Rabbi Kiva is the Talmud. Rabbi Kiva was the Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, who were the Talmidim of Hakam of Rabbi Yechina ben Zakkai. Rabbi Kiva is going to come to be Mefarish Misforosoi, the Shmua that the Rebbe had. Sris Odom Cholitz V'cholzen Lishtoi V'mnei Shehoysa L'shasa Koysher. He had a time where he was Ro'ui Li'ibu V'lechalitza. What's a Sris Odom? It's that he was Nestaris, the mum that causes him to be incapable of having children, was inflicted on him, al yidei Odom. We learned before that the din of a Ptsua Dako is not somebody who's born that way, is Dafka where it's al yidei Odom. A Swiss Odom had a time where he was Roy, biologically, he was Roy Lahoylet, and therefore he has a din to be Choylitz. We said to be Choylitz, we put together Choylitz and Yibum. Over here, Dafka the Mepharshim point out that Choylitz but not Yibum. Why is that? Because like we just said, a soris bidei odom has a din of a ptsua daka krushovcha. Therefore, it's chayve lavin can't be miyabim. Then remembers, we pointed out in the second parak that din, the pshat in the mishnah over there, is only din de rabbonon. L'chore chayve lavin should be able to be miyabim, because the bir rishayno is yove asei de mitzvah sibum v'yidcha lois asei. And it's only out to chayve lavin. It's only out to biyashnir. So we're going to biyashnir or to biyashnir. Abul Amayis says Swiss Adam choylitz, because in terms of the din yibum v'chalitza, forgetting about the psul kol, in terms of the din yibum, he has a din that he's roi lezikas yabim, and therefore choylitz v'choltsan leishtay. If he dies, then his brother, who's kosher lover b'kol, his wife is zekuka. Why? Again, Mifnei Shaisa Leshasa Kaisha. He was Roy Lahoyle, and Mamel doesn't have a din of not being Roy Lehibum. Mashenkein, Swiss Chamo. Chamo is into Santa Loshan. It means that he never saw the son as a Roy Lahoyle. He's a Soros from birth. Biologically, he's incapable of having children. So Mel the Haloch is Loy Choylitz, Velocholtzin Ishtoi, Mifnei Shaisa Leshasa Kaisha. And the Gemara learns this out from the Pasuk, says, V'leimocha Shmoi B'Yisrael. A soris is Nimche Shmoi Mochui. And if Shmoi Mochui is not part of the Parashas Yibum, Fashtetzach, like we've always pointed out, Yibum v'Chalitza go together. So if it's not Chal on him, the Zikas Yabim, it's not Chal on Zikas Chalitza. Therefore, when he dies, there's no Leimocha Shmoi. And Mamel, there is no Zika that's Chal on his wife. She's not Skuka, she goes out Lashuk. One. Two is, he's not zoikik. He doesn't have a din that his brother's wife should be chal to him. There's no zika between him and between Eshe Zochiv. Rabbi Lezer Oymer, and like we pointed out before, Rabbi Kiva is the Talmud of Rabbi Shub, he's also the Talmud of Rabbi Lezer. Here Rabbi Lezer is arguing on Rabbi Kiva's interpretation of the Shmua that Rabbi Shub had. And he says, Loiki, that's not the halacha. El asus chama choylitz. V'choltzen le'ishtay, v'nei she'yesh le'refuah. Sus chama is something that sometimes it's possible to heal. And memela, Rebbe Lezer's understanding of the dinner of Misha Shmoy Mochui is somebody who will never have a chance. It's not shaykh for him. That's only a sus adam. Why it's like that? The Gemara says that's the way it is medically. A sus chama, sometimes this is something, some operation could fix the situation, and he's royal hoilet. Masha'en came by a Swiss Odom, there it's irreparable. So Memela, he holds Mamish Faked. He holds that a Swiss Chama is choilet v'choltzen l'ishtoi. There's no hafko on Teres Zikas Yam v'chalitza. Sheyesh l'refuah. Sfis Adam, who happens to be the Ptsua Daka, so he's Chayv Elavin. But besides for that, he's not just Chayv Elavin. There's no parsha of Yim v'chalitza. Why? L'cholitza v'chalitza l'ishtay. Why? Sheyesh l'refuah. Hey, do Bishua ben Misera. Bishua ben Misera is a Tana from a later door. Al ben Megusas. Shoyim Yerushalayim Sfis Adam. Ben Megusas was a person who was known. He was in Yerushalayim. He was a Swiss Adam. V'yibmu es ishtoi. They had a shmua that they would miyabim his wife. Mentos sezogin l'kayim divrei Rebbe Akiva. So the halacha is like Rebbe Akiva because of the shmua. Gemara adds one nekuda in pshat and the shakal v'tayi over here. The Gemara asked that in the shita of Rebbe Akiva that the hafkor from Parshas Yibm v'chalitza by a soris is by a Swiss chama shalohei l'shas hakaisha, but by a Swiss adam not. Says the l'chera, what does it help that he had a shas hakaisha? Right now he's not really. So the Gemara says that Rebbe Akiva was forced into this understanding because the pashta taina. Every single person in a parasha of yibum v'chalitza means that the person died. Right? There's no yibum v'chalitza without somebody nebuch passing away. So we're talking about a mace, and a mace, behechrach, that 1 minute at least before he dies, he's a goisis, and a goisis is right now sorry, so it can't be mailed. So l'chari, by definition, that means that every single person, every single mace, is a soros. We don't say right now he's not royal lahoilet and there's no pasha zikas yavim. So what are you going to have to say? You're going to have to say that's not totally what he is right now, Mishasmi. So it's totally what he was originally. That's the hechrach, that there's a svar that hoyo lo shas kosha means that pe'etzim is royal pasha zim v'chalitza. We don't say that there's afko. He's not shmoy mochui. Rebbe Lezer, the Gemara explains, is not in the spoil from that taina, because the fact that a person biologically can't have children before he dies is not because he's a min acher, he's a soros. That's because physically all his koiches ebbed out of him right before he dies, and memela it's out the koyach he can't be mailed. But not because biologically there's something different about him. A soros, somebody has a biological difference. No biological difference in a person before he dies. So therefore, that taina is not a taina. And memela faket, if he's not roi lahoilud right now, that's mafkir him. And faket, it's the possibility that he could be healed, that gives him a shame that he's roi for the pashas yibum v'chalitza. Mishnah hey, hasoris lechoilitz v'lo miyabim. This is a repeat, and this is the stoma de Mishnah Hey is like the halacha psuka of Mishnah Dal, which is Rebbe Akiva. So, Mamela, we're talking here about a Swiss chama, and a Swiss chama according to Rebbe Akiva, Heyosi never had a shas hakosha lecholitz v'lebiyabim. The hechrach that we're talking about a Swiss chama, we're not talking about a Swiss, odom, because there his din would be cholitz v'lebiyabim. The reason why he can't be miyabim is because of the isalav, he's chayv elavin, but he could be cholitz. So we're going to coin to Rebbe Akiva, lahalocha, memela lecholitz v'lebiyabim. Why does the Mishnah say it again? First of all, maybe das alein to paskin lahalocha in the Mishnah before. But also the Mishnah over here continues, v'chein island is lecholitzes v'loim misyavemis. This is a similar halacha. Really, we had this in Perek Aleph. The pasuk says, v'hoya b'chor ha'shetelet. The pasuk talks about yibum v'chalitza as the bias hayovam al hayivama, which is capable of producing a child. Abachor asher teleit. An island is never going to have a child. So Mela, she's not a yibum. She's not eligible for yibum v'chalitza. It's not chalener zikas yabim. Loi chalitzes v'loi mis yabemis. Hasoris Shecholatz Leivimte, we're talking over here about Asoros, that there is no Zikas Yabim. So Mele, if somebody was Cholitz, a brother was Cholitz Leivimte, it's nothing, it's not a Maisa Chalitza. Mele, Loi Psolo, it's nothing. It's a Chalitza that's Klum. Bo'olo, here there's a real problem. Her brother-in-law was Bo'oleo, and L'chore, she's Eshesach, Psolo. And then she Bilaznus. She was Nivellus to an Eshesach, Sholoi B'mogam Mitzvah. Pashta chayvi kusus, avade pasus ho lakuna. V'chein islandis shecholtza lo achin loy psalua. An islandis who's not in the parasha of Yibum v'chalitza, the chalitza that's done to her is nothing, v'mele loy psalua. Be'olua, if one of the brothers was boil her, psalua, they should be lost and be lasnus. The pashtalocha, l'chotz eishazach, shaloi, b'mokim mitzvah. L'chot, the Mishnah is straightforward. What's interesting is that the Rav brings, there's two dinim in the Mishnah over here. There's the din of the soris with psalua and not psalua, and there's the din of the islanders. The Rav brings the nekuda that we pointed out of Issa Eishasach Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah, and that's why it's Chavi Krisus L'Poisla. The Rav brings that only in the Sefer. He should have said it by Swiss Chama, then Mamela and by Alanis will say for the same reason. Instead, he says it only by Alanis. He doesn't say it by Swiss Chama. And the Shaila is why. So the Tosis Yom Tov is Medaik in the Rav. And what the Tosis Yom Tov says is because in the Reisha of Swiss Chama, there's another reason why she'd be Psalua Menakuna. That is, that even if you would say that it's not a Eishes Akshalav Mokum Mitzvah, you would say that a Swiss Chama, it's not Mafkir, the Parsha Zikas Yabna, so strongly that it's an Eishes Akshalav Mokum Mitzvah. It's not Chavi Krisus. But at the end of the day, the Swiss Chama is anyways possible. Lover, because anyways, Chayve Lavin. So if the Swiss Chama would be Bo'olel, Al Chayve Lavin, it passes her from Kuna. She was Nivellos to Chayve Lavin. So he says, L'maisei, he's mitzayin you to a machlokes that he brings in Perek Vov, is machlokes Sushainim if Chayve Lavin passel Mekuna. There's only one little thing I don't understand over here. He's talking over here about a Swiss Chama, like we said in the Mishnah. The Swiss Chama doesn't have a din of a Ptzua Daka. The din of Apostle Lover the call out Chayve Lavin is only on a Swiss Odom, not on a Swiss Chama. We're talking here about a Swiss Chama because we're talking about the Lecholtz of Alem Yabn, that's an Eishach Shalabim Mokum Mitzvah. So I don't understand what the Tosis Yom Tov is saying.